Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon. Mike Coates here with the final hour of Swing Time for 2024. My thanks to John Yule for stomping us off today and for his input into the broadcasts over the past 12 months. He sometimes mumbles, "You just can't get the stuff these days," but we really do our best. It is our intention to continue in 2025, bringing you our usual mixture of jazz, blues and swing music, with information concerning the Sheffield jazz scene and surrounding areas. The latter part of 2024, particularly December, has not been kind to the jazz fraternity, with the passing of such important figures as Benny Golson, Lou Donaldson and Quincy Jones. And it's my sad duty to report the death on the 12th of December 2024 of the pianist who laid down these tracks, "All I Got Rhythm."
Thank you.
The bass player was Teddy Kotick, and on drums we heard Paul Motion. And it was recorded in New York City on the 11th of July 1963, which was the time of the Newport Jazz Festival for 1963. So, who is the pianist? Born in French Algeria in 1927, pianist Marshall Solal moved to Paris in February 1950, and by 1953 was making records for the Vogue label. A characteristic aspect of Solal's playing, right from the start of his career, was his forward thinking with the use of harmonics, and I think that was shown up on the three takes of I Got Music we've just heard, and together with often his choice of material. I believe it takes a self-assured pianist to take on board a musical composition usually associated with a big band performance. And certainly Marshall Solal did this in 1954, along with Jean-Marie Engrand on bass and Jean-Louis Vial on drums. Recorded in Paris on the 24th of February 1954, this is The Champ. Champ, but in a piano trio format. From these early years in Paris, as might be expected, we also find sessions where the pianist may be found with some of the giants of jazz. The next track is not so much an appreciation of Marshall Salal's approach as an accompanist, but rather the sound of Django Reinhardt with an electric guitar. As the American jazz writer Whitney Bailiet once put it in a title for one of his books, The Sound of Surprise. So here we have a track called Chez Moi, and it's played by Django Reinhardt, A.C.A. Rhythms, which is Fats Saleh Lalimond on vibes, Marshall Salal piano, Django Reinhardt electric guitar, Pierre Michelot bass, and Pierre Lamarchand on drums. This was recorded in Paris on the 8th of April 1953, Chez Moi. As amply demonstrated on that track, Django had well assimilated the elements of bop. Indeed, some 6 weeks earlier, Django had met up in Brussels with Dizzy Gillespie, where, by all accounts, there was some memorable jamming. Also at this time, there was talk with Norman Granz of Django doing a tour to cover the US, Japan and Europe. Unfortunately and sadly, this would not take place. Some 5 weeks after that last recording we heard, Django Reinhardt died on the 15th of May 1953. He was 43 years old. The other grandmaster resident in France was Sidney Bechet, and Marshall Salal did accompany Bechet at clubs and on recording sessions. I think the difference in styles between the two players is much more marked with not such a fluent meeting of minds, can I say, as with the Django track. Here is Cindy Bechet with the Marshall Solal Quartet playing These Foolish Things. Cindy Bechet soprano saxophone, Marshall Solal piano, Lloyd Thompson bass and Al Levitt drums. Recorded in Paris on the 12th of March 1957. These Foolish Things. Of all the swing-era expatriate musicians appearing together with Solal, I think, to my mind, the most pleasing is Lucky Thompson. And I class Thompson as a swing-era person based upon his birth date rather than any stylistic attributes. Most certainly, Lucky Thompson's bop experience fits well alongside Marshall Solal's pianistic style. The French musicians on the next track also account themselves well. The tune is Undecided, and it's played by Lucky Thompson with Gerard de Pochonnet and his All-Stars. Lucky Thompson tenor, Michel Hosseur on vibes, Marshall Solal piano, Jean-Pierre Sasson guitar, Benoit Cuisson bass, and Gerard Pochonnet on drums. The recording was made in Paris on the 14th of March 1956, Undecided.
One
title which did catch my eye from the recordings laid down by Thompson and Salal was the next track. This appeared on a 5th of April 1956 session when the phrase soul jazz was just beginning to emerge in the US. And here we have a track called Nothing But the Soul. Lucky Thompson and Guy Lafitte on tenors. And I must say, I had the pleasure and privilege of seeing Guy Lafitte in Paris on a number of occasions when he never ever played anything but outstanding jazz, a truly great tenor player. Marshall Salal piano, Benoit Quaison again on bass, and Roger Parabocci on drums. A Paris recording on the 5th of April 1956, Nothing But the Soul. Thank you. quite obviously, although some 3,000 miles or so distant, there was no lack of observation of happenings in the US. One final record then to my tribute to the French pianist Marshal Salal, a musician who was able to play to accommodate a variety of styles, but comes out in his own way when playing in piano trio format, which enables him to show his command of harmonic expression, musical compositional ideas, and a unique sense of time and rhythm. This is Stella by Starlight, the Marshal Salal Trio, with the Kotick and drummer sidemen that we heard on I Got Rhythm. This is Stella by Starlight. a recording that was made in a studio with applause dubbed on subsequently to make it appear that he was playing actually at the Newport Jazz Festival. Pianist Marshall Solal, 23rd of July 1927 to the 12th of December 2024. He was 97. R.I.P. Marshall. You are listening to Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates, your host for this second hour. In the first hour today, colleague John Yule presented some of the new discs which have found their way onto his groaning shelves. And as he said, he'll be looking at more of these selections in the coming week. In the year, I have certainly brought to your notice, from time to time, new issues or reissues. I don't have time now to carry out the same in-depth consideration which John has carried out, but rather look at three of these reissues, as it were, which I think are of particular significance. The first of these I consider to be one of the most important collections of jazz recording in a historical context. Originally out as a fourth LP set a number of years ago, it was reissued during the last year, and it is the famed Columbia set of Fletcher Henderson recordings brought together as a collection under the name of A Study in Frustration. And anyone looking to build up a significant jazz disc collection should, I think, investigate this issue for inclusion in their library. This is a recording made in 1926, so it does include Coleman Hawkins, and is after Louis Armstrong had left. So the lineup is Tommy Ladnier, Russell Smith, Joe Smith on trumpets, Benny Morton on trombone, Don Redman, alto, clarinet, and possibly the arranger on this, Buster Bailey, clarinet, Coleman Hawkins, tenor, Fats Waller, a guest on organ, Charlie Dixon, banjo, June Cole on tuba, and Kaiser Marshall on drums. Ladnier takes the trumpet solos and Dixon the banjo solo. Recorded New York City, 3rd of November 1926, The Chant. Thank you. taken from the collection A Study in Frustration regarding Fletcher Henderson. I might say also that on the new reissue I mentioned, they have put on an additional further 10 tracks. From time to time here on Swing Time, I do feel that if one period of time of jazz is neglected on our selections, it would be the white musicians of the period 1920 to 1935. Not the Chicagoans or swingmen of the later 1930s and after. A new reissue includes some of the names associated with this period and also features a musician who has played a significant part, particularly on an instrument that was not universally popular and now has a limited number of exponents, and this is the bass saxophone. The record that's been issued relates to the foremost and initial performer on this instrument, Adrian Rollini, and it's on a CD called Adrian Rollini, His 26 Finest, 1927 to 1935, and I've got time to play a couple of these. He played a significant part in a very popular group called the Charleston Chasers, but I would need all of 2025 to explain the comings and goings and the recordings that that group made. One track that Rollini, one session that Rollini took part in was with Big Spiderbeck. And here he plays with the Bix Beiderbecke group called Bix and His Gang. And we're going to listen to At the Jazz Band Ball. Thank you. Big Spider Bake and his gang. And I think you would agree with me that the lines laid down by Adrian Rollini did certainly give a great footing for what I think was an excellent Bix track. By the time Adrian formed his own group, he had also added mastery of the vibraphone to his accomplishments, and also the ability to spot young talent. Included in this Hoagy Carmichael well-known composition, we find a teenage Buddy Rich on drums, plus a wonderful cornet solo from a very young Bobby Hackett. The composition is Small Fry. It's played by Adrian Rollini and his quintet with the tune Twisters. The total lineup being Bobby Hackett cornet, Adrian Rollini on vibes, Frank Victor guitar, Harry Clark bass, Buddy Rich on drums, and the tune Twisters vocal group, recorded in New York City on the 23rd of June 1938. It's Small Fry.
Here comes that good-for-nothing brat of a boy. He's such a devil, I could whip him with joy. He's been carousing at the Burlicue. Just watch me teach him with the sole of my shoe. Small Fry, strutting by the pool room. Small Fry, should be in the schoolroom. My, my, put down that cigarette. You ain't a grown-up high and mighty yet. You're just a small fry, dancing for a penny. Small Fry, counting up how many. My, my, just listen here to me. You ain't the biggest catfish in the deep blue sea. You practice pecking all day long to some old radio song. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. You better listen to your ma and someday practice the law.
And then you'll be
a real success. Yes, Small Fry, you kiss the neighbor's daughter. Small Fry should stay in shallow water. Seems I should take you across my knee. You ain't the biggest catfish in the deep blue sea. For me, for my Small Fry.
Little hand is on 3 and the big hand will soon reach 12. This is Mike Coates. I hope you have enjoyed the show today. Thank you for listening and also listening through the year. May I wish you all a healthy, peaceful and successful new year, and a wish that you can continue to join us on Swingtime each Tuesday at 1 p.m. To conclude Swing Time then for 2024, a few bars from Plenty Plenty Soul by Milt Jackson. And, oh yes, I almost forgot, take very good care out there.